Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Over the decades, state ag leaders have attempted to deal with present and future challenges of agriculture with efforts like Ag Project 2000 and the Blueprint for Kentucky Agriculture. But when the tobacco settlement came along just over 10 years ago, suddenly there was funding for all of this planning.
It made all the difference in the world, too, to the farmer and to our extension programs. And the ag leadership in Kentucky was transformed because of that resource.
Scott Smith, Dean of the UK College of Agriculture. The legislature designated that 50% of that multi-million-dollar settlement be invested in reshaping ag infrastructure as the major cash crop, early tobacco, was in transition. Smith, retiring later this year, recently spoke in a meeting with county extension agents about those days.
The thing that I sincerely thank them for was their response to the Ag Development Fund. And it wasn't like we were out there campaigning for the opportunity to lead the county level part of the Ag Development Fund, but the law assigned that to the county agents, and they were required to put together a lot of process in a very short period of time and not given any immediate time to do it. But, you know, we just all decided it was part of their job.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As groups like Farm Bureau, UK, and all of the commodity groups came together to formulate a structure to make the ag development investments that lie ahead, at the county level, Extension was called upon to put those improvements on the ground in an orderly manner.
You ask the agents today, and unanimously, I think they'll say this was a wonderfully positive thing for them in terms of getting new people into the office, of having a little leverage behind their educational activities. It makes a whole lot of difference when you're delivering a class that satisfies a requirement for cost share money. When people start thinking more about buying that better bull, they're very receptive. There's a teachable moment. And it has really, really made a difference. But those county agents quietly, in a lot of cases, made much of it work at the county level.
Looking back, UK's Scott Smith. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.